This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Alan is on the phone, and Alan is dumb. That's not my words. Those are his words.
That's true.
Alan met a girl named Faith at a bar one night. His first dumb move was chugging a bottle of hot sauce because his buddies dared him to do it.
Hey, she was impressed by that, though.
Yep, but that's how he met her. And then his second dumb move was after he set up a date with her, he met up with her, but he had an appointment that day, so they only spent like 30 minutes hanging out and having a few more drinks at another bar like a week later, and now she's not calling him back. Alan, we're about to call her. Are you ready?
I'm excited, man. I think that you're right. Sometimes I act dumb, but I think that she's pretty cool and it'd be smart for us to get together.
Yeah, but maybe she's reading the red flags correctly and you are flaky.
I mean, no, I don't think that I'm flaky in that way. Like, I'm probably flaky in other ways. I should probably, you know, do laundry more or something like that, but I'm a good partner.
Okay.
All right, well, dial her phone number right now. Get her on the phone and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Faith, please?
This is she.
Hey, Faith, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, who is this again?
Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, like a radio station?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the whole station, but we're on a radio station.
Sorry, I don't listen to the radio much.
I'm calling you today, though. I know it's probably confusing why radio show or station or whoever is calling you, but I'm calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Why?
Well, because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Updates, where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us and we'll call you and ask why. So you went out on a date with somebody and you're not calling them back and they want to know what they did wrong.
Oh, so people do this stuff?
Yeah, they do.
It's kind of weird, huh?
Unfortunately for some people, fortunately for us though, because it brings us show content. But the guy who emailed us, his name is Alan.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah,
Alan. He likes his hot sauce.
Yes, he did.
I could not believe you went up to, he told us, you went up to him in a bar and asked him out after you saw him chug a bottle of hot sauce.
Yeah, I was with my girlfriends and we were like chatting and the whole bar like went silent. They turned everything off and everyone was just watching. And I was like, I want to talk to that guy because I need some happiness and laughter in my life.
Was it the hot sauce that did it or did you also find him attractive?
I mean, he's good looking too, but okay. I mean, the hot sauce was the...
Yeah, that's the way to your heart, isn't it, Faith?
That's so funny.
Well, I mean, it's hard to go talk to people, but it was a good introduction thing, you know? but yeah, him and his buddies had to go. They were going off somewhere else or whatever they were doing, and so we exchanged numbers and stuff.
Yeah, and he told us about that. He also said that you guys got together for an actual date, and he had to cut it short. And he thinks that you're not calling him back because you might think he's flaky because he didn't spend a lot of time with you both occasions.
No.
No, that's not why you're not calling him back?
Yeah, that's not why.
Do you mind telling us why?
I don't know what he told you about the date.
He said that he met up with you at a bar and ended up having to leave like half an hour in.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all he told us.
Oh, he didn't tell you anything else about, you know, his appointment or what happened?
No, he just said he had an appointment. I guess we should have asked. We didn't ask.
He said that he liked you and that he thought you guys had a good connection.
Yeah, we had a good conversation, but like...
What else should he have told us? It sounds like you think he should have told us more, like there's more to the story.
So when I got there, you know, he was there first and he had a drink or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I got to, you know, loosen up for my appointment. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go get waxed. And I'm just like, ow, why would you do that? Like, you're going to wax your chest? And he was like, no, I want to wax my nether regions.
Oh, wait, so that wait. Kind of waxing, like a Brazilian or something.
Yes.
He cut your date short for a wax appointment?
Yes. And I was like, why? You know, guys that I've talked to or have dated in the past, I've never heard of them go for a Brazilian. You know, and I was like, why? And he was like, well, you know, the ladies love it. And I was like, which ladies are you talking to? Like, are you currently seeing somebody now that, like, likes it? Or are you just doing it for future purposes? And he's like, no, man, like, just, you know, I know that the ladies love it.
It sounds almost like he was trying to brag to you, like, hey, you keep hanging out with me.
Yeah.
I'm all smooth down there.
Right. Or, like, the assumption that if he goes to get this done, he's going to go, you know, hook up with somebody and he's all prepared for it or whatever.
You can't knock a guy for his upkeep choices, right?
Yeah,
everybody's different. They have different preferences.
At least he's doing something about it. Some guys just let that forest grow.
I've never seen it either. Maybe it's not so bad.
I don't know. And then, like, you know, towards the end, like, because it was only about 30 minutes or whatever, and there was 5 minutes left, and he's like, okay, I got to go pay my bill. And I was like, okay, and he comes back with 2 shots. And he sits down and takes both shots.
What?
And then he's like, all right, well, I got to go.
He takes both shots and then just peace. See ya.
Come on, man.
And how drunk is he getting before he goes and gets waxed?
I don't know how long he had been there before I got there.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's kind of rude to bring somebody 2 shots and then take them both yourself.
Yeah.
And the table next to me was like, did that really just happen?
Yeah, I mean, the shot thing is rude, and also the fact you can reschedule a waxing appointment, like, any time.
It was all just too weird for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry to get weird on you again, but Alan is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
I said Alan's on the other line and wants to talk to you. Well, unless he had to go to a waxing appointment. I don't know. Alan, are you still there?
No, I'm here. Hey, Faith.
Hi.
Do you come to this radio station often?
Oh, my God, Alan. You did not just do that. That is like 18 billion points against you right there.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I know it's weird. I feel a little awkward because of the situation. But I just wanted to talk to you.
On the radio?
Well, you weren't returning a phone call or any of my texts. So I think that you're really cute. I think we have a good chemistry. And, you know, maybe this could be another part of a weird story we tell our grandkids.
Oh, God. That's really nice of you to say, but were you listening to what I was just saying about how the whole thing that you're doing down there is just a little weird to me? It's just kind of a weird thing that you think that you have to do.
What are you talking about? Women love this. I've had more compliments since I started my wax phase than I ever had before.
My wax phase.
Interesting.
That's a nice wax you got there.
What kind of compliments are you receiving, Alan?
I mean, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but the feedback has been very good.
The feedback?
The feedback is very good. Faith, what do you think about that? It's got good feedback down there.
4 stars.
You got a good Yelp review on that thing, yeah.
5 stars.
Oh, 5.
Oh, my God. I just have never heard of this.
Even if it's that, like, why would you bring it up on a first date?
Yeah.
Well, what's more awkward, for me to talk about it beforehand or for, you know, little Davy to show up freshly shorn?
Little Davy.
So he's got a name, too, that bald little guy.
Yeah. Like king of the wild frontier, man.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe some people say that we talk too much about sex. I don't think that we talk enough about it. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm sorry if it was a weird way to do it and it's something you're not used to, but I promise you, look, I saw an episode of Sex and the City on it. The internet's been blowing up about it.
Oh.
I've just never heard of it before. Like, I've dated a bunch of guys that have never done it. Tons of girlfriends, no one's ever talked about it. Like, I mentioned it to my friends and they were like, what? Who does that?
The thing is, Faith, I mean, he sounds like a really confident man. He's not embarrassed about it. I don't know. I don't think those are negatives.
I'm not embarrassed about it at all. I will be very candid about that.
I mean, like, how long have you been doing this for? I'm just curious.
I've been doing this for 4.5 years.
Oh,
there you go.
Wow.
a long-term relationship and some dating and another shorter relationship. So I feel like I've seen the span of how people deal with it, and it's been pretty good.
Faith, that is a good sell. I'm going to tell you right now, he has converted at least 4 men listening to give it a try.
It sounds lovely.
It does.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of curious now.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, Faith, then would you go out on a second date with Alan? We will pay for it.
I mean, yeah, sure.
That's awesome.
Really? Alan.
Yay. That's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations.
Oh, man.
I would say you got a second date, but I think your hairless buddy got the date.
Lil Davey smooth, just like you are, Alan.
There's no pressure for Lil Davey to make a special guest appearance, but Faith, I think we're going to have fun either way. So.
All right. Everybody's ready.
Well, congratulations to Faith, Alan, and Lil Davey. Successful second date update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.